tzveya, and not mishum tzilas neshama. So the Gemara ema af mishum tzveya. Here's the first man the yom means to say that sometimes it could be two chiyuvim for killing the animal. Avad, everybody's masking killing an animal has the yis of tzilas neshama. That's one av malacha. But sometimes you could even have a second av malacha is tzveya. Rashi mishum tzveya she tzveya sabosa shebeis hashchita. It's around the neck where you shech the animal, you make the blood there red. You make the meat red. What kavanah do you have to make tzviya? Well, tzviya heavy b'mishkan av malachim. And in the mishkan, the mamish did tzviya there. They used to dye the samamonim. They used to dye the areas, the curtains. So rather they had the malach tzviya. So we'll soon see what kind of tzviya they do by shechita. Omar Rav, milsa di amri, the things that I'm saying, ema bo milsa. Let's say a tam to it. The leilesi dori basro that the next generation should not come, v'lichu alai, and stam laugh at me. I'm saying a mod nezach, I'm saying that when you shecht an animal, yichai mishum tzeveya. Where's their dying? Gotta do with shechting it. Bishloi motils nesham is good, you're taking away the nesham, you're killing it. But I'm saying al-chura mod nezach, let me explain myself. So the tzeveya b'man yichalei, why does somebody want it to be dyed? Why do I care if the meat is red now from the blood or not? Have the Gemara nicha de lisvosa beis hashchita dama. You're very happy, the butcher is happy, if by the beis hashchita, by the neck, if it's full of red blood there. If the meat looks red. Ki hechad leschaze inshi, people should see this nice red meat, v'leisa lesvinimenei, people rush to buy it. So male, the butcher is happy that the meat is dyed red from the blood. It makes the meat look nicer. So that's an issa malach of tzaveya. So Rashi, mishum tzilas neshama, the tzilas neshama have been mishkan, beilim, madomim, v'tachesh, v'chalozim. Anything used to kill this is in tzilas neshama. Af mishum tzaveya, v'naf gemin l'chiyuv v'tarti. If this man the Yom holds, you can have both chiyuvim when you make a shechita. Yemilsa the Amri Emo, Dovetema, I'm saying Lukura, Dovetema, I'm saying now. Omarti, Lahaskit Sviya Beshchita, I'm saying there's an issue Sviya of dying it by the Shchita. Is Sorachani Loiva Bodover, Atam, I have to say an explanation. Tlelehevi Dori Basroi, Yashem of Lichuolai, the next generation shouldn't hear what I said, they'll start to laugh at me. Lukura, it's the modern Zach, what kind of Sviya is there by Shchita? The teretzis soyve bosa b'manichle lahai shechit v'tzviya sabosam haynu chucha. It's a laugh. V'ani yoyim b'otam. I'll explain why it's good. Nichle l'svosa b'seshchita b'doma sheitzavu b'dam. The butcher is happy if the meat looks nice and red. Kiechid l'schaze inchi shenishcha to ayoyim. People should see it's fresh meat. It was just geshochten today. V'neisu v'nizavnu. People come to buy it better. Therefore, the happy, if it's dyed red, it looks redder, it looks like more fresher meat, people come to buy it, people are more happy about it. So, now this man, the yom, you have a chiyuv two times by shchita. There could be two yisurim involved. It could be a tzviya, and it could be the tzios neshama. Halacha, it says, we only pass this not the tzios neshama. Mashma, that's not called tzviya. The fact the blood goes on the meat that makes the meat redder, that's not really a tzviya, not really dyeing it. Right. The Mishnah then says another av malacha is v'hal modchoi v'hamavdoi. You take the skin after you pulled it off the animal and you salt the skin, and then you mavdoi, you work over the skin, like you stamp on it, people walk on top of it, you mavdoi, you work over the skin. For the Gemara, hainu moilach v'hainu mavdoi, who is the same av malacha? What's the av malach here? You're working over the skin, you're making the skin into leather. So why not come in if you first salt it and then you walk over it? It's the same av malacha. Said Rashi, Hainu moilach, hainu mavid. Otu malicha lav tzarech ibadu. It's like the exact same thing. The salting is mamash to tzarech to fix up the skin. So it's the same thing. Have the Gemara in a chanami. Rabbi Yechid of Rosh Lakish Yamru Tavayu, Afik Chad Menayim, and Echnami, take out one of these two. There's both is considered like one Av Malacha. The Ayil Shirtut, and put another Av Malacha to make 39. Shirtut, that's you scratch out lines on the skin. Like Rashi says, the Ayil Shirtut, the Frishaderach or Atsanim. The ten is the people work with the skin, with the leather, Kishubola Chatku, and you want to cut the skin, Mishatat Toyet Chila. First they scratch out on it. Kefi mashu reitzah. Whatever size they want to cut it, first they make a scratch on the skin. L'haruch l'hachav l'katzer achita, to make it longer, shorter. V'yachak kein mavar asak, and then they take the knife and cut the skin. Is derech hashirtut. They cut it over the outline of the scratching. V'chein boiris ha-mishkan shishchotchkom. Same thing in the skin of the Mishkan. First they used to scratch it out with a shirt to make like a line in the skin to measure out exactly how far you want it, and then they would go and cut it. So this shirt that they yield, that's called an av malacha by itself. So Mele used to do a shirt. That's it. Omar Rabba Barbar Huna. Haiman de Molach Bisra. If somebody salts meat on Shabbos, is Chayim Mishum Mabit. Is an Issa Deraisa of Mabit. You're working out the meat. Just like you're not allowed to salt the skin, you're working out the skin. Who would deny meat? If you salt the meat, it's called you're working out the meat. That'll be an Issa Deraisa. On this Sot Gemara, Rava Manein, and Ibud B'yechlin. It's a chilek. Only if you salt the skin, that's called Ibud. You're working on something. Mashenkin B'yechlin is a klal of Ain Ibud B'yechlin. No matter how much you salt the meat, there's no Issa D'Raisa. The Maisel Aloch, the Midiraisa we hold is Mutter. But on the Rabbona still it's also. Omer Ravashi, V'yafilu Rava Babar Huna, that he said that it's Osir to salt meat. And the Allah is Magad, that's us, Hakoponim, with the Rabbanim to salt the meat, is Loy Omerelo de Kaboy Leli Urcha. So only when you salted a lot of meat you put there, that you want to, like, preserve it, to take it on the Urcha, take it with you on the road, take it on your journey. You want to keep it for another 3 or 4 days. So then they used to salt it down a lot to preserve it. Avolabesa, stam in your own house, when you want to kasher it, or when you want to salt it to make it taste good, Loy Mishav Yinsha Michleyates. Nobody salts it so much to make the meat like a piece of wood. Doesn't make it, that's not called Ibud. Hey, stand salting our meat the way we do to make it taste good, that's Bechal, not Bechal Ibud, working it over. Just if you salt it a lot, the mama salt it down to preserve it, that's Bechal Potom Rabbon Ulblai Bosa. Trashi de Koboy Leli Orcho, Shomol Chay Harbe. If you salt it a lot, that's when it's awesome with Rabbon. The Tap Toysa says also, Enibud Boichlin, Avein Lahate Mikan Malichas Oichlin. You can't be matter it. Why? The Osim Midrabonim. Midrabon Nakoporim is also to salt something. Malicha Perak Shimon Shrots, we'll see more about it later on. The Filu Biyom Tevosa. We'll see later on exactly what the Heter is. If any time you salt something, I'm not to preserve it, it's awesome. The Iker Adin is even also to salt 3 or 4 cucumbers at one time. We'll see later on. The Maestro is a Heter for it. Yeah. If you cut down the skin to the right size, if you smooth it down, that's pull out the hair out of the skin, you smooth down the skin, or you cut it down to the right size, they're 2 different of us muachas. Omer Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina, Hashaf Bein Hamudim. Somebody shaf means you like rub yourself, rub your feet, you shaf, you want to smooth it down. Hashaf, you rub. Bein hamudim, in between the hamudim means the two pillars. The b'shabis is chayim mishum amachit. There's nisa amachit, you're smoothing something out there. So the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, what are you smoothing out? Let's see Rashi. Hashav bein hamudim. Somebody smooths out something between the two pillars of holding up. Kineged amudei ach sadrois. The sadrois is like an open porch. That you have the pillars, the beams coming down on the two sides, holding up the ceiling, and all like 3 or 4 sides are open with windows. Shasuyim chalonis chalonis. It has windows on all sides, like an open porch. V'nismokim b'chalonis bein omid liomid. And you have a pillow holding up one window to another window. V'yashavsham, somebody rubs the b'kakoyis, a binyan, on the floor of the binyan, shenishonim olov. That the beams are standing on, kadesh yecholik, you want to smooth out the floor there, chayim shumamachik. That's also nismamachik, you're smoothing it out. So Rashi doesn't say clue exactly what you're smoothing out there. Tosis learns, hashav ben hamudim, pirish rach, the shaf ha'or, alomid. There's skin there, and you're rubbing down the skin to smooth out the skin, de'lachlika, to smooth it out, that's the yismamachik. V'chein mashrim b'yushalmin. Rashi pirish hashav kakoyish ben hamudich lonis, learn here, Tosis doesn't learn that, that's not called moichik. If anything, that's called binyan. L'churi, like you're fixing the floor of your house, you're smoothing out the floor of your house, that's be nisha. If there's any yisum, there's nisha binyan. But not as mamacher, not as smoothing it out. The third learns it means you're smoothing out the skin. Right? Omar Rebbe Chia Bar Abba. Gimul Dvorim Sachli Ravashi. Mishmed Rebbe Yishur Ben Levi. Told me over three halachis from Yishur Ben Levi. Hamegarer Roshe Klunsis. You have the top of the beams, a beam of wood. And you want to smooth it out, the top of it, like pieces still sticking out on top of the beam, small splinters, and you're cutting off the splinters to make it smooth on top. Is b'shabes is chay mishum mechatech. It's called mechatech. You're like cutting down the beam to size. You don't want anything to stick out above the beam. You want the beam to be the exact size. That's called mechatech. You mark it on the size of what you're cutting. Shrashi hamegari roshay klunsis she roshayim shovin v'chadim. At the top of the beams, the poles, should be like smooth and they should be hot and more pointy. If you chayim mishum mechatech, you mark it on the size, this size you want, that's mechatech. Somebody has a wound on Shabbos and they smear on it some sieve. You have some sieve like Vaseline. You'll smooth down the Vaseline nicely on the wound. There'll be an issue of smoothing it out. You have the Vaseline, you put a lot on it, and then you want to smooth down or any sieve. You want to smooth it down. There'll be an issue of mishum. If there is an eitzah, among some of those, also do it mishum refuah. But certain times, if you have a hetim mishum refuah, then it's a mamish achayla, you have the eitzah is then just put a whole piece on it. But don't smooth it down. The smoothing of it down, that's the issa mamachi. But just putting a piece of Vaseline, a dump on it, the whole piece of it, that wouldn't be nisa deraisa. That'll be on yishala mol, yishala from refuah. And certain times, refuah is mutter. Shrash mamarech retiyah. Machlit tachboshe salamakim. You have some seif, some medicine for the makah, and you want to smooth it down on top of the makah, that's an issa mamachik. If you have a stone, and you want to smooth out the stone, like pull off the chips of the stone, is chayim mishum makah b'patish. That's called you're finishing off this evan, this stone to use, that's an issa makah b'patish. After you pull the big stone out of the mountain, and it's pulled out, you want to smooth it down in order to use it. And for binyan, is that's called you're finishing off making these stones. Hey, these are nice stones you can use for building with, so it's not finished yet until you smooth it down. The smoothing it down, it's a chiyah mishumak v'patish. Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Kisma. Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Lokish, Hatzar Tzora B'Kli. If you have a nice Kli and you make a picture on the Kli, that you finish off the Kli, the trash Hatzar B'Kli Tzura, B'Kli Shaymed L'Kach L'Noisei. You made a Kli like a picture, and it was made Metchila to show off with, to make it beautify the house. And it's missing the picture. Now when you put the Tzura, that's a Chayim Mishur Makab Apatish. You're finishing off this Kli. V'Adin B'Menafeyah B'Kli Tzchuchis. Somebody makes glass on Shabbos, he blows up the glass on Shabbos, his chayim mishumak lapadish. That's called the finishing touch, the blowing of the glass, that's the finishing touch of the glass. Shrashim and afeyach b'klis luchis, kishahutach, when you blow it up, nasis aydei nefuachet, the way you make glass, you melt it down and you blow it up, the blowing it up, that's the makab lapadish.
Even though the final step of that is dipping in water to maintain shape?
What, afterwards?
Yeah.
Somebody, that's nothing. That's that anybody could do. It's the final touch of the glass after chiddush, the blowing it up. Right? Om Reb Yehuda, Haiman de Shokil Akufio Maglima. If you have a new shirt you just bought, a new jacket, and there's the string that when the weaver finished off making the jacket, he still left on the last stitch. The last string is still hanging there. You make a jacket, and the strings are still hanging on it. You want to pull off the string on Shabbos. Is Haiman de Shokel Akufia Maglimo is Chaim Mishumak Lapatish. That's the last finishing touch of the shirt, of the jacket. The last finishing touch is you pull off the extra strings that are on it. So if the shirt wasn't finished yet, and this is the end stitch of it, and you're pulling it off now, yechay mishumak lapatish. V'hanimini the kopar alayim. It has to be such a string that the mal yimak, but not to wear the shirt the way it is. So posh, it has to be taken off. That's called you finishing making the shirt. But if you have a string that you don't care if it's there or not, pulling that string wouldn't be maklapatish. Where it is cold, you could use the shirt the way it is right now. To take it off, it doesn't bother you. That wouldn't be an issue. Trashi the shokla kufia, roshi chutin, the ends of the strings, hatluyim b'riyib amokim kshurim, they're tied up, kishenitik b'chut v'kshurim, mechain kashin k'samim, yedakin shenergu boblo, mischav v'noetunois v'menu, liyach ha-riga, gemar molochu, v'chayim shemakapatish. Has anything at the end, after you finish weaving the jacket or the shirt, there's some stuff left in it, taking that out, that makes it usable now, that's the makapatish. Right, of yakoysif shtoy oisis, you write two oisis on Shabbat yichai, Tana Rabbonin, Kosav Ois Achas Gedoyla. You write one big Ois, one big Aleph. V'yesh b'mkoyim alicht of Shtayim. And really, you could write two Alephs there, an Aleph Beis. It's still Potter. For the Melechus Ksiva, that's called like you're making something, you have to make two Oisis. No matter how big the one Ois is, it's only one Ois in your Potter. It's not called a Chosher of a thing yet. Ma'ashen kein mochak Ois Gedoyla. If you erased one big Aleph, V'yesh b'mkoyim alicht of Shtayim, and in this place now, where you erase the Aleph, there's enough room there to write two, an Aleph and a Beis, then Taki Yechayiv. Because the Mechia for Moichik is, you're erasing Almanas to be able to write there. So you're erasing a place that you could write now two Oisiyas, that's a Choshev and Mechika, for that Yechayiv. Omer Rabbi Menachem, Rabbi Yosi, V'zechoyme b'moichim b'koysev. This is a bigger chumra in the Melechus of Moichik, of erasing, than of Ksiva. The Ksiva, the Melechus, is what you're doing. You have to accomplish to make two Oisiyas. The Mechika, the Melechus, is not really the Mechika. The Mechika is the Kilkom. No, you're being Moichik al-Manash, you're making place Roy to be able to write something. So be in that place, you could write two Oisiyas, Yechayit. Rashi Kosov Vaisachas Gedela, Potter, Shebekashia Mishkan Shtayim Hoya Kaisen, you always write two Oisiyas. Achab Zug, Achab Zug, they lazab gun kishan soysim oisim. The two boards, one next to another, they put a mark, one next to one, one and one and one, one to know which goes next to another. Moichik Oisachas, Chayim, Shein Molochas, Mechike Chashub El Amanas Dichtoiv. The Cheshivas of the Molochar is Amanas to be able to write. Vareish Bemokim Shlishte Oisiyas. You have a place here in order to write two Oisiyas. The Mishnah says is a melacha of Yasleiser, destructing the house, Hamachave, putting out the fire, the Mava making the fire, the Amakava Patish. Lord Rabbah, Rab Zeru, the Armatavayu, Kol Midi. The Ispe, Gemar Melacha, Chayim, Shumakava Patish. That you say the Makava Patish, like we just said, you have a shirt that's not usable yet, there's some strings attached to it yet. You're pulling out the string, that's the Gemar Melacha, that's the last thing you need to use this kli, use the shirt, that's the new Chiddush Achi Mishum Makapapatish. Rashi says, O Kamash Melon, Man Tanakama, Reb Menachem Reb Yosi, that's who he is. So the Mora, Elu Ovis Melachas. So the Mora, Elu, what's it saying these for? Lafukim Mid Reb Loza, the Mechayev Al Tolda B'mokimav. The blood of Shita is, if you do a told and you do a nav, Yechayiv tu chatois. Our Mishnah is not like that. That the Davka on these 39 of a smolochis, so you have different chiyiv chatois. Mashenka, if you do an av with its toldos, with the toldos that go into the av, you only chayiv one chatis. That's why the Mishnah wants to tell you how many chatois can you have, you can only have 39. But according to Reb Elazar, there's no communion really between an av and a toldum. Yechayiv a chatis if you do an av, and Yechayiv a separate chatis for its toldum. So our Mishnah goes not like Reb Elazar. Trash the hukum of Reb Elazar to Amor and Lenim Nukanel Lodiyonu Minyan Chatois. What does the Mishnah say? 39 to teach us how many chatois you could have. Shil Helam Echod. V'ton Arielu Lamutei Shimos Otoldus Sayim Imoim. If you do the toldus with the yavois, the yein and maybe a lein chatis. But like Reb Elazar, the Mechayiv told him av the creases. He holds if you do a tolda with its own av, you have to bring two chatois. So according to Reb Elazar, you can have mamish thousands and thousands of chatois you can have to bring a Shabbos. If you do all the toldas with the others. Paita. Yeah, then the Mishnah says, Loshin of Chosarachas. What does the Mishnah say Chosarachas for? So the Mara la'afukim Reb Yehuda. La'afukim Reb Yehuda. The Tony Reb Yehuda Moisef es Hashoivet via Madagdik. Reb Yehuda is Moisef more than the 39 of his Melochis. Has he also like 41 of his Melochis? That's why Mishnah says no. Exactly 40, missing one to be Bediuk. Not so many, only 39, nothing more. And not Shoivet, not Madagdik. Omruloi has a chom like our mission holds what? Shoivet, that's mamish areya bechal mesach. That's mamish the av molochav setting the chassis, setting the long string in the warp. How are you going to sew it? And medagdek hareyu bechal oiri. That's part of the weaving. There's mamish a step with the weaving. It's a hainuach, it's not a separate molocha. If you do, these are two separate molochas. So Drashu, one of the things shoivet is, Meshav Yashesi, you smooth out the shesi, the longer string, the karker in its womb, shakur rills. So he held that's a melacha by itself, and we held that that's Bechlal Mesach. That's what Mesach is. You're putting in the shesi into the warp. Avaitish Medagdeg, Kishamoite Chut Horev, when you stretch out the chut that goes across, Maka the karki hit the karki, roll up him koimoi, mekoimisli yashovoi. Shloye motor yosim, it shouldn't be stretched out too much. Sham ticha makfos, stretched out too much is no good. Meyeschabe yofim ori. That keeps it close very good with the yorin. It's helping you weave here. And we all know, shoiva terei bechlal mesich, dainu mesich mamish, shemesad lechut hashesi. Why not mean what type you're putting the shesi in? But kozman, you're putting in the long strings into the warp, that's the yisa mesich. And we hold medagdi, that's hain hareihu orig, dainu orig mamish is mamish weaving. Vladomi lezoro borim rak. It's not daimu to the three molochas we said before, zoro borim rak, are three separate almost molochas. The Zeh Bekashin, like we said, here each Av is done at different times. One is done, but still with its shaft on it. The Zeh Betzroiris, this one has pebbles in there, that's the Burr. The Zeh Bekemach, well, after you have the flower, then you put it into the sieve. So there are three different stages when you do the three different melachos. That's why it's called three different melachos. But here the Mesach and the Shoivet, it's a Hainawach. With Shashi weaving, you do these, we all just called one Av melacha. Not the Mishnah. The Yoid Klal Acher Omru. There's another Klal Negeitu Chashabis. Kol HaKosher Latzniyah. Something that's possible to hide it. Trashi Kol HaKosher Latzniyah means Shumina Oslo Sarach Adam. It's meant for the person that the person takes it home and puts it away. He keeps it nicely in his house. He puts it away in his closet. It's as if it's Choshev to you. You might sneer it. You hide it. O Matzniyim Kumayu. And everybody hides things like this. Drashu Matnim Kumel, Kumais Ze Klaima, Shiesh Boy Shir, Horoy Latnim. It's like a handkerchief. It's a big enough handkerchief that people are mocked with to keep it, and they hide it, they put it away. Is such a thing, Voitzio B'Shabbos. Now you carry it outside on Shabbos, Chayiv Chatas Alov. This is the sheer, how choshev the kli has to be chayiv for itzor. It has to be something that you're mocked with to hide, put away, keep it in your house. If you lose it, you pick it up and take it back and hide it. Now, if you carry it out, you chayiv on Shabbos. Vashen kein v'chol sheinu kosh latzniyu. It's too small. People don't care about it. V'yei matzniyim kumel. People don't hide such a shear like this. V'atziyu v'shabbos, you carry it out on Shabbos. Ein chayiv elu ha-matzniyu. You only chayiv, only the one that hid it himself. Strashi. Ein chayiv elu ha-matzniyu. This is a very small handkerchief. Most people don't use it. It's too small to be used for most people. No, one person is chaviv, likes this very much, v'tzniyu, and he takes it home and he hides it in his house. In the loch of this, chayev al hoitzosoy. If this person carries it out, since for him it's a choshev, a kleed, he's chayev in this hoitzor. Im chosav yotziyu, avolodem acher, somebody else that carries out this small handkerchief, ain't a chayev alom. Since for that person it means nothing, is too small to use, he would just throw it away, he wouldn't keep it, that's not called a din haitzor. He said, so has to be in a kli that's choshev to you to hide it. Something more. Kol ha-kosher latznir, something that's usually hidden that you hold it. Lafuki mai, what does it mean, something you don't care about? That there's no chi of haitzor. Re'apopu roma lafuki dam nida. They have like the shmat that you care, the nida pads. To carry out need the pairs and Shabbos should be potter. Rashi, no, invite them. Question: not choshev doesn't mean anything. Nobody hides it. Nobody keeps it. They throw it away. Maruk for amal afuki atzi asherah. If you have atzi asherah, you have wood that came from an avodah zarah tree. So nobody cares to hold it. They throw it out. It's also banor. You don't want to keep it in your house. You throw it out. There's no israel zarah in that. The morman di yom adam nidi, the one that says that dam nidi a potter on koshchen atzi asherah. Avadi atzi asherah also a potter if you carry out on Shabbos. Because nobody holds Atzi Asherah in his house. Nobody's Matzniyah Atzi Asherah. Aber man, die Yom HaTzasher, the Mishnah means say HaTzasher, was Potter, aber Dam Nida Matznilo. Sometimes the pad of a Dam Nida, sometimes you do hide that pad, you hold it. Why? Lishunga, for your cat. Your cat likes to eat this pad of Dam Nida. So mainly you hold it. For the cat, it's cold, you want it yet. So the Mav Yidach, what is the other man who says, no, you potter, why you potter, right? Sometimes people hold it, give it to the cats. Teretiz kivun de cholsho lematilo. If Anisha sees the pair of Adam Nida, she's going to get sick from it. It's a disgusting thing for her. So cholsho, she'll get sick from it, she just doesn't want to hold it. So it's not a cholsho, a thing by her, you're not chayiv for such a tzor. So Drashi Mandi Yom Adam Nido Ain a Koshli at Snioi is Koshkin Atsi Ashera Havada a Getchka tree. The Isuri Hanoninu, that's Mamish even Osabano. Or Meisa, it's Mamish Mias to you. But Surah Ladman, you have to get rid of it. So nobody cares to keep it in the house. Of Adam Nido, why do we hold this potter? Vakibun the Kosha. Hamachel Dam Odom, Lichosul, even if you give your cat heat to Madam Odom, Nasta Kholashoisi Adam. He's the person still gets sick from it. It's still a misa zach for the person, for the isha. It's still a misa zach, so nobody hides it. Right. Omer Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina. Hide the loiker Rabbi Shimon. Our mission is not going like Rabbi Shimon. The iker Rabbi Shimon, Omer Rabbi Shimon himself says, Loi omru kol ashir malolu ela lamatzni yehim. Only to the people that hide them themselves. So Rashi, what does that mean? Like Reb Shimon l'kamen b'hamoitzi. Doesn't go like Reb Shimon. Because Reb Shimon says that the shiurman only negate to the person that hides it himself. In other words, other people are pshit the potter. Even the one that hides it is only chayiv if it's a choshev shir. And now Mishnah's Mashmir, the Sefer says no. The Sefer says, v'chol she'enu kosh latzniyoi, something that people do not hide, you potter. Only the person that hides himself. If somebody like decides to keep this Asya Sheiram, or decides to keep this Dam Nida, and now you carry it on Shabbos, the Mishnah says Yechayim. And if Shimon on this holds your potter, so our Mishnah doesn't go like Shimon. The Shimon says even the Matzniyim also leads the Shurim. Right, the B'chol Sheina Koshel Atzniyim, something that people don't hide if you carry out your potter, or Maria Beleza, hold like Shimon Ben Eloza. This not go like Shimon Ben Eloza. Tatanya.